When a family member, whether child, parent, extended family, moves far away, it's tough to maintain the connection that you have with that person. Gratefully, we have technology tools that provide some ways to communicate, but how do we deal with the concerns that we can't monitor? We pray. Today's podcast comes from a prayer by The Father's Business, who equip and encourage people to pray, and it's linked in our resource section. So, can you really love a family that is so far away? Yes, we can. Let's take a moment to pray for our loved ones who are at a distance and for those others that are believers who have distant family members. Father, we thank you that we can come boldly to your throne in Jesus' name for mercy and grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love for our family members. We lift them up to you right now, their names, or put them in our minds. We worship you and thank you for them. In your sovereign power and love, you loaned them to us for a season. We put them into your hands where there is only safety. Thank you for your direction in their life that has led them to this new place in your purposes. For the angel of the Lord is a guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. Psalm 34:7. You are Lord of heaven and earth, King of kings, Most High God. You are the commander of the armies of heaven, and you are by my family members' side. Your word says that they have mighty angels accompanying them, fighting those who fight against them. Because you say in Psalm 91, you will order your angels to protect them wherever they go. They will hold them up with their hands so they won't even hurt their foot on a stone. They will be able to trample upon lions and cobras and crush fierce lions and serpents under their feet. Thank you for protecting my family member by appointing angels around them at all times to guard them in your perfect peace, righteousness, and purposes. Your shield of victory and safety is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who defends them everywhere they go. Provide for them a place of invisibility and immunity to spiritual attack under the shelter of your almighty wings. In Jesus' name, we bind all works of the adversary that would try to claim ground as they move out into the world on their own. Protect their life from all allegiance or service to false gods, unclean spirits, or bondages of other people. Satan has no legal claim on this precious blood-bought child of God. All jurisdiction around their life is sealed by a hedge of the blood of the Lamb. Lord Jesus, you have all authority in heaven and on earth, and on the basis of their position as a joint heir with Christ, put the cross between them and evil spirits that would try to invade, infiltrate, harass, or ensnare them. Lead them to refuse all works of the kingdom of darkness. Bind them to know the knowledge of the truth and righteousness that won't let them fall into the devil's trap, his malicious intention to take them captive to do his will. Preserve them unbound and unharmed by evil. We dedicate them to please and serve you and do your will in this new place that they are at. Jesus in them is greater than the spirit of the world. Heavenly Father, we pray for where they go to work or school. We claim it as a place of spiritual safety and protection. Cleanse their place that they live by the blood of the worthy Lamb of God. Clean out every evil spirit that wants to claim ground there. In Jesus' mighty name, we renounce all evil words and works and refer them to the cross of Jesus. Jesus has given us power over all the power of the enemy. The Lord has all authority there. Establish the character of Jesus Christ in them. Make them sensitive to your spirit with a quick conviction of sin and godly sorrow to repentance. Make them strong in you and courageous, not having a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Give them strength. Form in them integrity, wisdom, keen discernment. Set a watch over their heart and mouth. Be the same spirit who inspired Daniel to purpose in his heart not to defile their body. Send them peers and friends who will also not bow down to the gods of pleasure and defilements of this age. Strengthen them not to compromise with the world. Shield them from mockery and ridicule. Draw them to yourself to trust you, serve you only, and set their life apart to you. May they not be people pleasers, but seek to please you. Lord, we pray all this on the base of your word, which strongly promises you have chosen us and not rejected us. So don't fear, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my family's life today. As you purpose it in heaven, we plead in your mighty name above all names. Amen.